Minutes with Lehlohonolo Mafela.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is Lehlohonolo Mafela here again. And today I would like to talk about the ultimate conversion. You see, the law of energy states that energy cannot be created nor destroyed, but it can be passed from one phenomenon to another. And the law of attraction states that positive energy will always attract positive energy, and negative energy will always attract negative energy. It means that when you transmit positive energy in the universe, you will attract positive things. And when you transmit negative energy into the universe, you'll attract negative things in your life. It means that if you are thinking positively and acting positively, positive things will manifest in your life. But if you're also thinking negatively and acting negatively, negative things will manifest in your life. You know, in this law of attraction, the kind of company you keep also counts. I mean, like, if you have these friends that are always negative and always thinking negative, you will never find the motivation of making your life better. You will never find the motivation and always pushing forward in life. You will never find the motivation of turning your dreams into reality. And if you have positive people in your life or keep positive company, you are creating this circle of positivity. And from that circle of positivity, you are gaining motivation. In that circle of positivity, you are gaining support. In that circle of positivity, you are also gaining compassion. There is a saying that states that we cannot choose family, but we can choose friends. And another saying states that we do not determine what we are, but we can determine what we can become. You might ask me, Lehlohonolo, what if I have this family that are always negative, are always thinking negatively of my dreams, that are always having these disbeliefs of me achieving my dreams? That's when the ultimate conversion steps in. That's when you take all that negative energy that's shot towards your way, you convert that negative energy into positivity, which means that all those words that they say and all those disbeliefs that they have of you achieving your dreams, you take that as motivation, you take that as an extra push for you to achieve your dreams. Those words and those disbeliefs are what is going to make you push even harder. Those disbeliefs are what's going to make you even push better or even become better at what you do than you've ever been. It's not like you're trying to prove something to them, because you totally have nothing to prove to anybody in this world, but you only have things to prove to yourself. I remember one day I had this friend in high school, I was still doing grade 11, that used to accompany me, or we used to walk together to school. I remember one day going to a place and then picking her up. She had visitors, I think it was a cousin or relatives that visited that day. On our way out, they asked me, "Hey man, because you have no arms, why are you still going to school? Don't you think you are wasting time?" That really got to me, because people still see me and don't believe in me progressing in life. But then when I got home, I sat down and thought about that. What I thought was, I should take those words and convert them into positivity. I should take those words and let them push me even harder than I did. And what I told myself is that I'm gonna work so hard that my hard work echoes through the surface of the earth until they hear about it.
Download this inspirational message now on the OFM Nights blog on ofm.co.za. Own it. Your moment of inspiration on OFM, the sound of your life.